four, those members present are Representative Winty, Opinen, Ringstad, Collier, and Sherman Furness. Meeting this morning is scheduled for an additional work session on APA, and probably just for the benefit of those members who may not have heard already. Last week, in fact, I had a chance to talk to some of them just the other day. About a week and a half ago, we got a telegram from the IBEW, Electrical Union, and voicing concern over a contract let, I guess it's better known as the Fairbanks Intertie. Irby North Face was the successful bidder. The electrical unions were concerned that the company was a new JV put together, and they were thinking primarily for this particular job. And it's an outside company. The JV was a local company, supposedly were privileged to the bidder's preference, and as a result was able to pull a contract. The figures, as I recall, the engineer's estimate was about $32 million. Irby North Face came in at 28.4. Two Alaskan companies came in 28.7 and 28.9. So you can see the spread was very, very close. There were a number of concerns. One is that the contract document did not have an Alaskan affirmative action, nor preferential hire clauses in it, nor did it require that the companies have an electrical administrative certificate, which I understand is pertinent to the whole doing of the job. And I guess what are they?
Bid documents did not?
No, bid documents did not do it. One of the concerns is that, I guess the bidding process at APA is that the bid is open. An announcement is made of a little bidder. And then the adherence to the bid documents are somewhat kept later, and that gives some people some heartburn. I don't know if they're having an effect on them. To make a long story short, Senator Eliason of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee and I talked the other day. We proposed next Thursday from 3 until 5 to hold a joint House Senate hearing. And we'll talk about a number of the items in a letter that I sent out. I think most of you have a copy of those. We've asked the director of APA to come. Also, Jeff, did you pass along the word of the contacting person, too? Please tell the person. I thought things had been done. I don't know if they're contacting persons. Will was responsible for that particular time, but he was here, too. Senator Eliason is one of the contacting persons, the person responsible for this particular day, to be present also to respond to questions. What I'd ask the committee to do is to, in your own research stuff, develop a series of questions that you may want to pose. And let's just use it at the bottom of this. As well, no, there's a very good concern. We've talked about some things here. But I think one of the recommendations now is I'm discovering that the Senate also has concerns, and we might as well work as a group. That's a possibility, or maybe it's going to affect you next year if you look at some things too. Hopefully you can hear some again, this one is a work session. If there are any other concerns that we may want to outline, I guess there might be a number of people off the board to commit over time.
I'll have a memo for the committee on Wednesday on how I would support you to be after a constantly studying the election and so on. Given the absence of the tank, and the life of the APA board, kind of like I said, but I think that I'm prepared to suggest that we can proceed.
If you could, perhaps you could have it maybe even a few things, just like the new thing, so that we get a chance to talk about this particular thing that we can do. I see this as a factor of significance, first step in the way to the confusion to the community of the city. The meeting, I believe, was favored in the city of Boston. I don't know.
Oh,
outside of the community, yes, we just prepared a structure for the moving basically on our idea that turning the margin or filling up the mayor. I just think so. The question would be one of these questions, but I don't really like to have those two like that. No doubt, he's got something in mind, and then we develop a series of questions and then we have to go through. It's an opportunity to still kind of look at me, but I think we're going to have to do it. What's your new question?
No, just, we've been getting a lot of,
legal people look into the specifics of that case, and his understanding would be that if that state, whichever it was, had a law that was upheld, was constitutional, then at that point we will proceed with local hire, and if somebody wants to sue us and take us all the way to the Supreme Court to find out that ours is constitutional too, well, then we'll let them do it. But he said that he is immediately having his legal people look into it to find out what the specifics were and if, in fact, that will apply to us or can be applied to us. That being the case, then he would, he will be proceeding rapidly to get everything he can to local housing. So we should probably communicate with the governor's office stay right on top of the status of that research to find out, so we know as soon as possible what legal status that is. Who is hoping to have a real team? The rest, I guess.
Thank you. I have some concerns about our particular responsibilities, the legislature board, and the fiscal control matters here. I realize you can't close the barn door after the horse has disappeared, but perhaps we might also consider setting some parameters with any grants of money to APA. Apparently, what happens is that the legislature in the past has authorized APA to proceed with projects. They put out a bid document, let the bid, and then come to us to pay for it. In other words, we have given them beforehand a blank check. It doesn't sound like the best way of doing business, at least at this point. And perhaps this take the pressure off them to be conservative in the bid itself, and in the amount of money becomes rather open-ended. There's no pressure on them or on the bidders to keep within certain limits. And the other is that, of course, without specifying how the contract shall be drawn in the appropriation, or in the authorization, I should say, then we have less of a lever, expecting them just to generally follow the statute. Hasn't seemed to work. They haven't bothered looking up the statute to see what they're supposed to be required to do. I should think that the condition of letting them know, we might authorize them to plan and then to submit a estimate within which we might authorize some money, and then they could go to bid within that area. But if they could do that, knowing that the authorization includes the wording of the contract, or local contract. For example, local contractors in Fairbanks approached me last fall saying that the APA had approached on the intertie was going to shut out local Alaskan contractors because they were letting the contract as two large lumps, and that there was no electrical contractor in Alaska who could bid the whole, could bid either of the segments because of the bonding requirement. The job was just too big. But I tend to look into this, and I was assured that, well, at least they could go in as JVs, and we see the results of that. You know, the joint ventures approach. It would seem reasonable, and it's done on many other kinds of contracts, to split it up into 5 or 10 segments as part of the process. You know, we authorize, you know, so many miles of road, for example, do it all the time. But it appears that we have, of the legislature, given APA a blank check, and they've taken it and run with it. Lack of both fiscal and contractual concern on our part. So we can't entirely blame APA, but we might as well look into, okay, how do we clean up our own actions?
I think it's important, again, that we do develop a series of questions in order to bring out these kinds of concerns. Realizing, I think you're right, that oftentimes the problem has been one of lack of attention attending happen. I just wanted the bid document. The bid document, in my opinion, is sufficiently that it does not include all of the elements that one would normally look for a bid document to do. You can't blame a bidder. It's their responsibility to respond to the document. So the burden of proof has to be by the agency to follow what I would consider standard contracting procedures. And what we may want to do is, I plan to develop a series of questions talking about standard contracting procedures in order to reconsider myself as a company. But again, it's an opportunity. I don't plan to open it.
I just have, particularly given your comments, that certainly is opportunity in projects of the size that you would use here. In the management of those projects, all our legal issues aside, they have an opportunity to at least make a better effort. In this case, the size of individual subcontracts to make it more amenable to the applicant. It's kind of a backdoor way to get around the issue. I've been told that a union is sort of within a specific employee. They were fourth in line. Somehow they just happened to be one of the contracts that were good as well.
We've got sufficient time again to do that type of documentation. Let's just go through the calendar here. I don't plan to hold this meeting too long. This being a Monday with four sessions today, I'm sure we've all got things we need to do. Tomorrow we have HB 154, an act relating to train size, train crew size. This is a bill I understand that was out last year, and so we're going to look at it again. Wednesday and Thursday we have confirmation hearings of Commissioner Robinson and Lyon, and tried an act relating to an unlawful practice and sale of a rental of real property. What do you want? What is that?
I have a request if you could maybe postpone these hearings on the commissioners. I have a letter you should get today requesting, and I've requested some information from them. If it would be appropriate, I'd like to, if we get these answers to some of the inquiries I had in the letter, I would like to postpone them. I got this letter to both Commissioner Lyon and Robert.
What type of information are we waiting for?
The appointment to qualifications from the people and questions off. You'll get a copy of it today.
What people?
Of the staff of that's in the key positions you'll get a soft copy of the letter.
Let me share with there's something I'm glad you brought it up, but I put my mind. Since we have announced the confirmation hearings, I've had a number of inquiries to postpone the hearing. There were a number of legislators that are not comfortable under the individual of the hearing. And listening to how the judge brought it up, I think what I'll do
is appraise both commissioners that will not hold the hearings now as we have projected. In consideration of those legislators that we want to look in depth at some things. I personally have not gotten into what those concerns are, but as a courtesy, I think we ought to do that, unless there's some violent objection from this committee. I'm not sure what we'll do them now, but we'll just postpone the process for a couple of weeks. Go ahead.
Given the nature of the confirmation process, by starting this hearing to getting the ball rolling, we're certainly not committing ourselves one way or another. And it certainly doesn't prohibit us from having additional hearings as well. I don't know what types of attacks are being developed, but I think there are concerns that the administration and this legislature are having enough trouble getting down and getting to work, and we keep holding this hammer over everyone's head. I don't know how much that's accomplishing, particularly given the majority's concern of getting out of here in a reasonable time. It's getting a little bit ridiculous.
That's in the interest of this letter, hopefully, that we could get right through when some of these questions could be answered and not waste the time of the committee of some of the concerns that I have. Could be answered by correspondence so that these hearings could be done and not stretched out. That was my intent.
What did you have going for Friday?
You get Wednesday and Thursday for confirmation?
You didn't get a copy of the confirmation. We have additional copies here for you. Get some additional copies here.
It's an act relating to unlawful practice in the sale of rental of real property. I believe that's something that's verbiage.
That's when we had a blast week.
I believe so, yeah. We also have HB 181. That's who still is it? Dedicated, what is it?
Big, and the border.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think what I'll do, Representative Wendy, I truly understand what you're saying. I plan today to get back with the person who had asked to delay the process a little bit longer with some idea. With respect to their request, I would propose to set the hearings over. Perhaps you can do it within a week and today, but we're doing it yourself. So with that, I'll announce today that, in fact, I did the other day, I announced that we will be hearing HB 181, specifically for alone. Next month, or this month, or that.
Sunset, yeah?
I don't think it's sunset. Is it a sunset? We'll have to take a look at it. It was just a time for us the other day. Yeah. Sorry. Any other matters to come before the committee at this time? If not.
With the, if you'd like, we get the other people.
Okay, let's